producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you to get motivated. It's the end of September, and we have to start saying, you know, it's fall, only a week old, less than a week, but we got to start to get the yard ready for the changes in season. First thing that should be done, because you never know, is if you have a snow blower, take it out of your garage or tool shed and start it to make sure. Because if you think back a couple of years from, oh, New Jersey to upstate New York and all of New England, on Halloween, we had a major snowstorm, 18 inches or more in places. And that's 4 weeks from now. So just to be on the safe side, start your snowblower, run it for a few minutes, put some fresh gas, check the oil, make sure everything is running, and put it someplace where you can get to it if you need it. Your rototiller, on the other hand, make sure that the tank is empty. So start it up, and if there's gas in the tank, take like a vegetable baster and turn off the machine, get your gas can, and take the vegetable baster and take all the gas out of your lawnmower. Well, your lawnmower you're still going to be using, but your rototiller, and put it in the gas tank. Try and take most of it out, and then put the cover back on. Start it up and let it run until it runs dry. And get some gas for the snowblower. Now, I mentioned earlier in the program, I was talking with my mechanic, and I was telling him I was having problems with the chainsaw and the weed whacker. I just couldn't get them started. I hadn't used them in a while. And he said, what kind of gas did you use? And I said, I don't know, just regular gas from the gas station. And his word to me was there any ethylene in it? And I said, you mean that corn stuff? And he said, yeah. He said, never use gas that has ethylene in a lawnmower, a rototiller, a gas power chainsaw, weed whackers, because the ethylene will damage the little tubes in the power equipment. So when you go to the gas station and you're buying fuel for any power equipment, make sure, ask the dealer, is there ethylene in it? And if he says yes, then go someplace else until you find it and use that, and your equipment will start better. They'll be less corrosive, and that means fewer stops to the repair shop. I've been there. I learned my lesson, and I now have changed all my gas. So I just took the gas that was in those tanks, put it in the car, no problem with the car. But for little equipment like that, that's something that you need to change. And then you're ready to go. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Janice from Rhode Island. She's got a question about few questions. One about roses, one about a Japanese maple, and the other one about a dogwood.
Okay. Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm not from Rhode Island. I'm from Martha's Vineyard Island.
Okay.
And it's no big deal. But no. My questions are rambling roses. I have some in pots right now. How do I winter them over?
Okay, now, are they going to stay as a potted plant permanently, or are you going to be planting it later, or?
Well, that's my question. Can I plant it later? And if I don't plant it later, what should I do?
Okay, if it's something that you want to plant in your garden, then you're going to need to get it in the ground real quick. If you can't do it because it's in bloom and it looks nice, then let it sit outside until we get a good frost, killing all the foliage, putting it into dormancy, give it a good drink, put it in an unheated garage for the winter, and then next spring, in the end of March, beginning of April, plant your rose bushes in your garden with compost, with animal manure, and they'll do wonderful. And at that point, you could cut it back by about a third.
Okay. Okay, then my next question is Japanese honeysuckle, which I believe is not saleable in our state.
Some of the varieties are no longer available because they produce a fruit that the birds eat, and it can become invasive. But you can buy varieties of honeysuckle that don't produce fruit that you can plant in your yard.
Okay, I like the ones that are like wild.
The ones that are wild are more shrub-like rather than vine-like. So if you want a vine honeysuckle, your nurseries will have them. Well, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you had an endless array of colors. And in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in Connecticut, a lot of things have been put on this invasive list because they do tend to get out of control.
Okay, can I take cuttings and do something with that?
Oh, there's something even easier than taking cuttings. Now, this honeysuckle that you have, is it climbing up a post?
Yes.
Okay, untie it from the post. And, well, it's September. I'd wait until spring. In late March, early April, untie it from your post. Let it come down to the ground. Get some 8-inch plastic pots. Fill it with some garden soil. Take a branch or two branches of your honeysuckle, and what you want to do is you want to run it in the pot of soil so that it will root in your container, and then you can cut it from the main plant, and you'll have a brand new honeysuckle without rooting powder and everything else. And what you do, let's say your plant is going to be 3 feet long. You take it down at the 2-foot mark, make a little hole in your pot, take a knife, scratch the bark off all the way around each of the honeysuckle stems, push it into the pot, cover it with soil, and the plant will grow from the ground to the pot and then out. But where you peel back the bark, it will make roots. And in, mid-June, with your fingers, be careful, just dig where the plant is coming out. And if you see roots that are forming, then cut it from the mother plant, grow it in that container for a year, and you would store it in your garage for the winter with no heat. Following year, you plant it, and you've got a big honeysuckle plant that you can plant someplace else on your property. I've done it with clematis. I've done it with honeysuckle, climbing hydrangea, azaleas, rhododendron. They root very easily also. And that way, you're not taking a cutting and waiting for the plant to make roots and hoping that it gets enough water. It's still attached to the mother. And the mother is sending the energy, the water that the plant needs, and the roots form a lot easier. So you give that a try, and you'll have all the honeysuckle you want for your property. Thank you.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if you're not receiving our free email newsletter, go to my website, paulparent.com, and just put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll start getting it next Thursday. While you're there, look at the archive, and if you look at this past week's newsletter, there is a picture of a 1950 Chevrolet. It's green. That's the car that my wife and her family drove in when she was little. So we were excited to find that. Now we're going to try and find a picture of my dad's car. It's a Buick with big fins on it. But if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you as part of the trip to Cuba. A country that you'll never forget. And nobody's been there from the United States in over 50 years. Look at it before the money changes it to look like Miami. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Cape Cod. He's got a question about transplanting a few plants.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Just a quick question on transplanting of three different plants. The lilac, the hydrangea, and the rhododendron.
Okay. All those can be transplanted now with no problem at all. How long have they been in their position now?
One at least 5 years. The others, I kind of scouted out for trying to find some white lilacs. So they're little sprouts that I'm kind of thinking of I can perhaps move.
Yep.
And the other, which is a hydrangea, has been there just about 5 years also.
Okay. What you want to do is get a piece of string and tie your hydrangea branches together so it looks like a teepee. It'll be easier for you to handle once you dig. And what you want to do is you come about, a good foot away from the plant, dig a trench like a donut all the way around it, and go down oh, I'm going to say the depth of a shovel.
Okay.
And then once you've got the trench all dug, then with your shovel, cut the bottom tap roots around it. And if the root ball is holding together, then you could dig it out, but I wouldn't chance it. Go to a feed grain store, a hardware store, garden center, buy a piece of burlap, wrap the root ball with burlap, and then where the two pieces meet, put a couple of nails, weave it in between the two pieces of burlap. And you may want to put four or five nails. And this will hold the root ball together. Move it to the new location. Dig your hole. Add some compost, some animal manure, and some good topsoil. Plant it. And you can take the burlap off at that point and use it for something else later that you want to move. And then once it's in its new home at the same level, get some fish and seaweed fertilizer from Neptune's Harvest. And that would make 3, 4, 5 gallons of it and pour it around the plant slowly to stimulate the roots. And then around Thanksgiving, put a mound of pine needles or leaves around it, and you'll be all set. You can, once you get it transplanted, then you can untie the top and make it look nice. And then, as I said, mulch it with some pine needles during that first winter, and you'll be in good shape.
Great. Am I repeating that for the other two?
And you want to do the exact same thing for the other two plants.
Terrific. Thank
See,
you very much.
Fall is a very good time to move. And, I mean, if you wanted to, rhododendrons, azaleas, anything that's got a real broad leaf, like azaleas, boxwood, rhododendron, mountain laurel, use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Moderay Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Moderay Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Moderay Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florida, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Heather from New York. She's got a question about amaryllis and an invasive ground cover.
Okay, Heather, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Yes, when do I take my amaryllis out of hibernation and let them try to stimulate their growth for Christmas?
Okay, have they been outside during the summer?
No, they've been inside, but I put them away and they've dyed all the leaves and they're all cut down now.
Okay, it normally takes between 60 and 90 days for them to rest.
Okay.
So all right. Just figure out when you cut them, when they turned all brown,
mm-hmm.
and you removed all of the foliage.
Right.
And you can start them like around Thanksgiving for Christmas or start them at Christmas for January color.
Okay, I'd probably do that then. I'll take them out at Christmas and let them and start them regrowth.
Yeah, just give them a good drink with a liquid fertilizer, and that will help them to produce some good foliage, lots of sun, keep them warm, and in a matter of a couple of weeks, you'll see things happening, and within a month, you'll see a flower on that plant.
Okay, well, would I water them before they have anything growing on them? I mean,
Because right now you've got them where in your basement.
No, they're in a dark closet.
Okay, so they're probably have gone bone dry, the mm-hmm. soil, and right. the plant is hibernating. So when you take it out, put it in the sink, and let the pot fill full of water. Let it drain through, and
okay.
really give it a good drink.
Okay,
and then. Maybe 3 or 4 days later, mix up some of that Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer to give it some food, and you're ready to go.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. All right. Now, my next problem, Paul, is I have a very invasive ground cover, and I don't know what to do because it's taking over all my flower beds, and I'm scared to go in and spray to kill that, because I'm going to kill, I think, my plants. Do you have any solution?
Yep, I do.
Wonderful.
This is what I want you to do. It's going to be so easy.
Wow.
You're going to take a paintbrush, like a 1-inch wide paintbrush.
Okay.
And you're going to tape it to the end of a yardstick.
All right.
And then you're going to take another yardstick, and you're going to duct tape that to an empty coffee can.
All right.
Or something like that.
Okay.
And you're going to mix some Kills All.
Kills All.
Kills All, K-I-L-L-S-A-L-L.
Okay.
Or, if you can't find Kills All, Kills All or Clean Up, C-L-E-E-N-U-P.
All
now,
right.
Now, Kills All and Clean Up are similar to Roundup. The difference is they're less money and they're double the strength.
Oh.
So Roundup, you're paying more money for a product that's 18% active ingredient, Kills All, and Cleanup are 41% active ingredient.
Wow, that's quite a difference.
Yeah, it sure is.
Roundup is like a designer's name.
Right, and you're paying for the name.
Right.
So,
right.
So you mix up either one of these two products.
Okay.
Pour some in a bucket.
All right.
Walk out into your perennial bed.
Okay.
And dip the paintbrush with one hand into your coffee can. Just touch the edge so that there's no dripping, and paint the foliage of the weeds in your garden.
All right. Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And the reason I want you to do it with a yardstick is you don't have to bend over. You can do it standing up.
Thank you.
So it saves your back.
Right.
And
right.
by painting it on the foliage, you target the weed killer for that particular plant, and you were right. If you take a sprayer, it sends out like a mist, and
right.
you could kill the plants growing around it.
But what, Paul, what about a systemic thing, like the roots of the plants get mixing up with the ground cover? Is that a possibility?
Nope. Because
okay.
you're going to be painting that plant. It will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the roots, and kill the plant.
Okay.
But it will not hurt the soil.
All right. Okay. That's a good thing, because I don't want to kill everything else that's certainly in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh,
I do that in my gardens a lot. You know, rather than buy these aerosol cans that can be very expensive.
Right.
I buy the concentrate. I mix up a little bit at a time. I walk in the garden with my yardstick and coffee can, yardstick and paintbrush, and I paint the weeds.
I love it. My neighbors think I've gone crazy.
Well, once they see what you're doing, they're going to say, she's got more brains than we do.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. And now, doing it, is it a good time now or to wait till the spring?
No, do it now.
Do it now. Okay.
Do it right now, because if the perennial is still green, is still actively growing, now is the time to kill that weed so that it doesn't continue to get stronger and stronger. And that way they won't come back next year. I had a problem. I had a beautiful bed of English ivy, and poison ivy came into it.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And that's how I got rid of the poison ivy and didn't hurt the English ivy. I just painted the foliage of what I wanted to die. It's a systemic and went down to the roots. The English ivy stayed perfect, and the poison ivy died.
That's wonderful. Then I can use this like in my patio where things come in my driveway to get rid of anything that I don't want.
Right.
Ooh, I love it. Well, I better get busy then. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tony from New York. He's got a question about his red maple.
Tony, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
Okay, kind of a long story, but I'll try to make it real brief. This spring, my red maple, nothing came, no leaves came out at all. We had a harsh winter up here.
Right.
And then basically in July, what happened is some branches started coming up from the base of the tree, and then leaves came out. But it more looks like a bush now than a tree. My question is the tree still alive? Do I need to cut off the dead part? Because it grew about 5 feet before no leaves came out. Again, most of the leaves started coming out like July, but more from branches at the base of the tree.
Right. Now, is there any leaves on the top of the original tree?
No, none.
Okay. Then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take down that dead tree until you get to all of these branches. Okay? Right now, you've got a dead tree with a beautiful bush growing at the base.
Right, so exactly. That's what it looks like.
Have somebody help you and take a saw and cut that tree down. You may have to cut some of the branches around it first. And for this year, leave that shrub there.
Okay.
You could remove all of the little ones, that are less than a foot. In the spring, you're going to remove, once it leaves out, everything but three branches. So you're going to go from a bush to three stems coming out. And at that point, all the energy, instead of going to 10 branches, will go, or more, will go to 3. And it will make it grow a lot faster. And once you see that it leaves out, you have to make a decision. Would I like to have a multi-stem red maple? In that case, then leave all three. Do I want a single stem red maple? And if you do, then cut two and keep the best looking branch.
Okay.
Once you've done that, you let it grow taller and taller and taller. And when it gets to be about 5, maybe 6 feet tall, now this is is it the Japanese or the big leaf red, Crimson King red leaf maple.
I believe it's the big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grow it to either one, two, or three stems as a clump, just like a birch clump. And when it gets to be about 5 to 6 feet tall, the following spring, just cut the very tip of each of the branches. And that will make it bush out and begin to create the shape of a tree.
Okay. Yeah, I have one other question for you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's...
Yes?
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I also have a saucer, a magnolia that did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll do the same thing with that one as well.
Right. But see, a saucer magnolia can be grown as a single stem or a multi-stem. And if you go to a nursery, they sell them either way.
Okay.
So, again, it depends what you want. Do you want to train it to become a tree again and then bush out? Or do you just want it to become a multi-stem plant and you would remove the little suckers from that plant? Feed both trees with either tree tone or plant tone, and that would feed them now, and then again in the spring. And within 2 or 3 years, you're going to be amazed at what happened. And I would take a picture of it now, a picture of it next year, and then you're going to go, wow, look what I did. Thank you, and good luck.
Are you an organic gardener? Folly does the fast, working, and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilon from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Guy Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. We've been telling you about our trip that we're planning to Cuba, April 16th through the 23rd. Is something that took us 4 months to put together to deal with the Cuban government to get this on, because there's a shortage of hotel rooms. Everybody wants to go. And you just can't walk into a travel agency and say, I want to go. It takes time, and we've put the time into this. We are going as a people-to-people tour, where you will learn about the people of Cuba. And every place that we go, whether it's a botanical garden, the orchid farm, the organic farm, the coffee plantation, the tobacco plantation, the cigar rolling farm, the dance studio, the schools, and so forth. You do your tour, you talk to the people, and when everything is over, you all sit down and you discuss what it's like to do in Cuba that they are doing, comparing it to the United States, so that you can ask them any question and they will answer you. And you get to see Cuba before the money gets in there in the next 5 years, and see what it looked like in the 60s when it was shut down. But it's a beautiful country. The people are fabulous. You can go see a ball game where a lot of American baseball players now come from Cuba, because they're doing such a good job, and a lot more. You also get to ride in the old cars, get to visit some of the restaurants and eat their local food and taste their beer and liquors that they make there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're about a third sold out right now because you're limited to the size of the group that you can bring in. We have a lot of people this week that have called and are interested. So if you'd like to join us, give Largay Travel a call tomorrow, and they'll give you all of the details. The phone number is 800-322-9481. And I guarantee you that if you've done a lot of traveling, you will have never been on a tour like this. It's an education for you. You'll enjoy the countryside. You'll enjoy the people. And you'll learn. You'll come back and you will become an expert on Cuba. And you can bring back Cuban cigars and Cuban rum that's made there. While in the future, that may be limited. But right now, you'll be able to do that in a lot more. So give Largay Travel a call. They'll give you the information. And believe me, you're going to have a ball. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. And if the Pope can go, then it's our turn to go also. Things that I need for you to do this week. Fertilize your lawn. Get that done. It will help to get it ready for the winter and to give you a better start in the spring. If you see moss, then put down a product like Turf Turbo or Lightning Lime, either one of those two, to help to neutralize the acidity in your soil. And if when you're walking your lawn, you see dandelions, chickweed, clover, and things like that, it's not too late. Get a liquid broadleaf weed killer. And you can either use Weed Beater Ultra or Weed Out. And Weed Out is made by Fertilome. Spray the weeds now, and that way they'll be gone when spring arrives. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, Daniel.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.